And the son could own a business. The son could have a standing in the community. The son could make a way for her to have a life. But now through some circumstances, we don't know what, the son has died. And so out comes the procession. And so the son would be being carried on what to us would be a stretcher. It says a coffin in the text, but it's really a briar. So the body would be hastily prepared for burial. The context of the story tells us that this wasn't a wealthy woman. She was a poor widow, so there was probably a hasty preparation, a very simple briar or stretcher, and out comes a procession as they're taking her son outside the gates of the city to his burial place. But it just so happened on this day, as death was coming out, Jesus was coming in, and Jesus met the funeral procession leaving the little town of Nain. It says that Jesus did something crazy in that moment. He saw the look on the woman's face. He moved immediately with compassion towards her. And he said to the woman, "Woman, don't cry." Now, I love this because I pause in the stories and look in the little cracks and crevices of these narratives of Jesus' life. Because why would you say to a widow whose son who's on his way to be buried, "Don't cry"? For what reason would there be to not cry, unless Jesus already knew in his heart, "I'm going to turn this story around and I'm going to turn it around today." And I just wonder if maybe that's what God is thinking right now for you and for me. I wonder if God, seeing what others can't see, I wonder if God, knowing what maybe the very closest people around us don't know, I wonder if God is looking at you or looking at me right now and saying, "I'm going to turn this story around. The thief may have come to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come to bring life, to give the most amazing life possible." And so Jesus is looking at the woman. I think he's cutting his eyes at the stretcher and looking back at the woman. He's looking at the boy and looking back at the woman. I think he's already sized up what he's going to do. And he's trying to say to her, don't cry. I know you should cry, but don't cry. I know normally you would cry in this situation, but don't cry. I would even cry in your situation, but something is about to happen here that's going to blow everybody's mind. Don't cry. And the scripture says that Jesus reached out and he put his hand on the stretcher and he said to the people, "Stop." Now, here's the crazy part of the story. Jesus was a rabbi. He had the reputation of being a religious teacher, a religious leader. And in this day and in this culture, a religious leader would never go near a dead person because they would be defiled and unable to go into the temple for worship. And so a normal religious leader would go on the other side of the road from the procession. But Jesus broke through all the norms and crossed right over to the stretcher, reaches out his holy hand and grabs onto the stretcher of death and says, "Stop right where you are." So he's looking at the woman, "Don't cry." He's saying, "Stop" to the funeral procession and the pallbearers, "Stop, don't cry, stop, don't cry." And then Jesus does the unthinkable. He looks at the dead boy and he says, "Get up." And Luke records that immediately the young man sat up on the stretcher and he began to talk. I'm wanting more information. I want to know, what was he saying when he started talking? Was he right in mid-sentence from whenever he had passed away? And so he's like, "So what I was saying before is, wait a minute, why am I on this stretcher? And why am I wrapped in these cloths? And why is everyone crying?" And then he adds it all up. I must have been dead, but now he's fully alive. And it says that Jesus took the young man from the stretcher and gave him to his mother. I love this because it means that Jesus reached out and took hold. Even if he was a boy, taking hold of a boy off of a stretcher means that his arms would have flexed, that Jesus would have showed that he was a man, and then handed back to the mother the son and said, "Here's your son, fully alive. I told you not to cry. Here is your son." And then you think, how much time was left before this funeral procession?